Welcome along, folks, to the Michael Muto Show. Hope you're all doing well out there whenever you're listening to this. Folks, I feel like we are officially in spring now. There's no more debating about it. Are we in spring? Are we not in spring? It feels more like spring. I say that, but, you know, it's still, the weather is still very hit or miss. Right now, to be recording, it is lovely and sunny, but yesterday, I was going, oh, I'll need a light jacket. You know, it looks nice and sunny. Yeah, I'll even bring my sunglasses. Why, it's so sunny outside. Then a few minutes later, pouring rain, wind, hailstones at one point. I was like, oh my God. I was trying to go for a little walk. But yeah, so when it's nice, it's very nice. And when it's bad, it is wild. But I hope you're all doing well out there, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this. So, folks, of course, this week, X-Men 97 was released. I've seen episode 1, and I have to say, I was blown away. I wasn't too sure, because I'm always very kind of hesitant about these kind of, you know, when they reboots, continuation on, that kind of thing. Of something from, you know, when they're trying to tap into nostalgia and stuff like that. I was like, I don't know about this. Will it actually be any good? Is it just kind of like, you know, fan service-y kind of stuff? And nothing really of substance. But this was stellar work. Really, really stellar stuff. Action-wise, it was amazing. Drama-wise, it was stellar as well. I really thought from top to bottom, it was a wonderful, wonderful program. I really thought it was absolutely excellent. Performances were outstanding. I thought it was all really brilliant. I cannot wait to see more of the show. I thought it was really, really excellent. If you have not seen it, I highly recommend it. Even if you're not a fan of the X-Men, you're not a fan of superheroes, I would say check it out. It's a really, really good show. Really enjoyed it. The animation is beautiful. I just really, really liked it an awful lot. That was really great. And, yeah. What else did I watch this week? What else was I enjoying this week? I started reading Neuromancer by William Gibson. So far, so good. Really like it. I'll let you know when I finish this, what I think of it completely. The book that's kickstarted the literary genre of cyberpunk. But I'm just starting off that, so I will let you know when I finish that book what I think of it completely, as I say. The other book that I've got on my list, and I know I've got actually two more books now that I want to read after that one. And one is Dune. I mentioned that last week. The other one, I don't know if I mentioned this, Snow Crash. Kind of, well, you know, cyberpunk kind of stuff. And that's one I gotta check out too, is Snow Crash. So, Neuromancer first anyway, gonna give a good read of that. And I'm enjoying it so far, as I say. And I'll let you know what I think of this afterwards. Was I watching any films? Or, of course, Kim Jordan's The Collective came out. I've been saying that I was enjoying the singles. And the album is brilliant as well too. So if you're looking for a music recommendation, I said check out Kim Jordan, The Collective. Really liked it now. Right, so the other thing now I want to talk about is streaming. Live streaming. Last episode I mentioned how I was going to start live streaming on Twitch. And the reason I haven't started yet is because I want to get set up properly. I want to get a nice little stand or thing for my camera, set that up properly. I have it there. I just want to get it all set up, get organized, get everything done up well. You know, put together a little, make it look nice. I want to make it look really nice and set it up so the stream looks really, really spiffy and really cool. And probably sometime in the next 7 days, I will start live streaming on Twitch, and before that, I will let you know though. And where I'll be streaming myself doing some art, painting, all kinds of things, drawing, maybe some digital art as well some days. But painting, I think, will be the main, better be the main one, because I do like that. And so do definitely come and hang out as I paint on live stream. So it'll be fun over there on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/Michael_Muto. And my other bit of news as well is that I have started series 2 of the Orchard Hard Drive. And now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, the Orchard Hard Drive is a podcast that I started last September. And it is a comedy, horror, sci-fi, anthology podcast where basically each episode is short stories that are funny with themes of horror and science fiction, but never really scary horror. Just kind of like, there's a vampire in it and stuff like that, you know. So, yeah, and I was having a lot of fun doing those. And I said, look, I'll take a break now for a bit. And that was the end of series 2, or series 1. Then I was thinking what I could do for series 2. And I was writing down some ideas. I said, yeah, these are some good ideas, all right. And I'm going to start writing them out now and recording them. And then I said, hey, do you know what? I've got a whole series already done. But it was a 6-part story. And with the Orchard Hard Drive, it was every episode was a different story or multiple little short stories within one episode. And then I thought, who cares? It's my podcast. I'll do what I want. And this series is all one story. And the next series will be something else. And maybe it'll be one off little stories. Maybe it'll be all one long story. I haven't decided yet about series 3. But series 2 is 5-minute episodes, give or take. And each episode is telling the next part of Phil Goes to Space. And I had a lot of fun making it. I had a lot of fun when I listened back to it the other day, editing it and stuff. I just seen how the sound levels were okay to put it up as a podcast. And I was like, oh, that was a funny joke. And I was, you know, I was happy enough with it. So I said, okay, that's good. I don't know why I didn't have it up before, but it's like, hey, why don't I just put it into this podcast feed? So if you're looking for something to listen to there, folks, where you're like, I've listened to all the episodes of the Michael Muto Show, I don't have anything else to listen to now. You've got the Orchard Hard Drive as well. You've got all series 1. That is, I think the first series was 7 episodes. Second series is going to be 6 episodes. And series 3 won't be too far long after that. What I like too as well, actually, is that it's a series. You know, you get series 1, series 2. And that you just, you know, you do so much, then take a break, then come back with the next series, take a break, do some more, take a break, and you go away, take your time, write them up, and then have them all together, you know what I mean? And that's kind of fun. I was talking about it before on the podcast, about how I rediscovered my love of writing. It's such good fun. You get into the flow of it, you're like, right, okay, yes, this we're gonna go now. You have you know where your ending is gonna be, or sometimes you don't. Sometimes you have a start and it's a good solid start. You're like, right, okay, where am I gonna go with this? And then sometimes maybe you go, I don't know, you know, kind of way, you're like, and you go for a little walk, you go, oh, got it, okay, let's go, right, that's it. Let me know what you think. If you haven't heard any episode of the Orchard Hard Drive before, give it a listen. Let me know what you think. There's a link in the description of this episode. Check it out. Let me know what you think. We'd love to know. Do you know, folks, as if to prove my point at the start of the podcast, since I've been talking to you, the weather has changed again, and now there was a big grey cloud over the sky. It looks like it's about to lash rain. It was lovely and sunny and like a beautiful spring day. And now it is about to lash rain once again. I was nearly, at the start of the podcast, I was thinking, maybe I should actually record a bit outside. And now I'm glad I didn't because I'd be caught in the rain. Hasn't started raining, yes. But pretty soon. Oh, as I speak, raindrops have landed, giving you a weather update here. But yeah, gosh, it is getting grayer and grayer now, and it's getting windier and windier. So it'll pass fairly soon, but still. Anyway, the other thing I was thinking about doing, I said it last week as well too, and I might do this at some point, is the a podcast help you go to sleep to. But I don't know what I could talk about in that episode. That was the thing I was trying to think of, though. What could I talk about in that episode to help you go to sleep? Maybe it could be a regular episode. You know, I'm just talking about the stuff I normally talk about, but it's just more kind of, you know, just at a, maybe a nicer tone, just to help you go to sleep, that kind of way. I don't know, I'll think about it. Any ideas, any topics you think would be good for the sleepy nighttime special, let me know. It is coming down now, folks. It is coming down now. It's starting to rain. Oh, boy. I really didn't think. I thought, you know what? As I'm recording this, it'll be all sunny and... Nope. I was right, just like the start. I was saying how yesterday, same kind of weather. Lovely, bright and sunny. Next thing, wind, rain, overcast. But it'll pass. It'll pass. It'll pass. And it'll be sunny again, I'm sure. You know, folks, I was there and I was thinking about films, right? And in particular, I was thinking about how sometimes when you're in a bad mood watching a film, it can kind of affect how you enjoy that film. Because what happened recently, I sat down to watch the Hugh Jackman film Real Steel, which is where this man who uses remote control robots to fight, he meets his estranged son, and he has to take care of his estranged son for a period of time. I won't go into much more about the plot because I don't want to give any away, but they become a little team, and I really enjoyed it. I was like, this is great fun. I don't know why I didn't like it the first time, but then I remembered. The first time I watched it, I was not in the mood to like it. I was in a rotten old mood and I thought, man, this is going to be crap. I'm not going to like this at all. Kind of attitude, you know. And then I watched it again lately and I was like, oh, this is actually great. I actually like this an awful lot. This is actually good fun, you know. I'm kind of in a bit more open mind. But if ever done that where you're like, you just go into something and you just know you're not going to enjoy it, but you're watching it anyway, even though you know you're going to come away thinking, I'm not going to like this. It's not a great attitude to have when watching a film or enjoying any piece of art, I suppose. But it happens, it happens, it happens. There's no way to control it, you know. You got to, you're in a bad mood, you know, you're putting something on. But it got me thinking back to another time years ago. I was in a rotten mood. I was in a rotten mood, right? And I sit down to watch the film Drive. I'd never seen it before. And I hated it. I hated every single bit about it. I hated everything about it. Hated everything. But if you were to come up to me and say to me, hey Michael, what do you think of the film Drive? I'd say, I love it. Easily one of my favorite films. So what happened was, I sit down to watch this film years ago. Again, as I say, going in thinking, I'm not going to like this. I don't like this. I was in a bad mood anyway, regardless. Nothing to do with the film. I was in a rotten mood. Sit down to watch it. Hated it, as I say. Hate everything about it. I was talking to my friend about it. And they were like, maybe give another go. I think you're kind of in a bit of a bad mood, they said. I don't know if they said that exactly, but you know, basically they said, I think you should maybe give it a go. I was like, meh, whatever. Didn't watch it for ages. I think about a couple of months anyway, at least go by. Well, this time I sit down. And I think by this time I'd kind of realized that, yeah, I had kind of decided I wasn't going to like it before I ever watched it. So this time I said, you know what? Open mind, let's just watch the film. Suddenly, it clicked with me. It clicked. I was like, this is it. I get it. I completely get it. It was heartbreaking. It is a brilliant film. And heartbreaking is the word I would use. It's a heartbreaking film. My heart went out to the driver. I just wanted to give him a hug, you know? I loved it. I thought it was a brilliant... I want to give a lot of characters in the film. And the interesting thing too is, the characters have a lot of depth to them. But anyway, but it's a great film, and it's a classic. I mean, everyone has seen it. I mean, a lot of people have seen it. A lot of people rave about it, of course. But it's so funny how sometimes when you're in a bad mood and you just decide that you're not going to like it. Do you know what I mean? I think we all do it. Like, we've all done it. We're like, I'm not gonna like this. I've gotten better at it, though. I think I have. But hopefully I've gotten a bit better at it, where I'll give things a fair shake. I'm like, well, it doesn't really seem like my kind of thing, but, well, maybe I'll enjoy it. I'll see how I like it, you know. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. But at least I don't go into it kind of going, I'm going to hate this. Do you know? Because half the time, if I think that, I just kind of go, maybe I won't watch it. Like, if I'm going to think I'm going to hate this, I'm not going to watch it, am I? But then, you know, maybe you see the title, you see the poster from me, you go, it's not for me. But then you hear from a friend or someone else describes it, you're like, oh, actually, that does sound really good, you know? And check it out, it's actually great. But, yeah, I suppose, is it the same with music? I tell you, with music, though, you know, some people would say, oh, I like rock music, or, oh, I like mostly classical. They don't mean to the exclusion of others. They're just like, oh, I prefer that. That's why I mostly listen to, you know, it's kind of, people say like, oh, what kind of music do you like? Do you know? And I'm one of those annoying people nowadays where I go, oh, I kind of like anything. And I actually mean it. but I think though, when I was very young, I used to have this, I had a terrible thing where I would go, oh, anything that wasn't rock or metal, I hated it. It's such a, I don't know why. And I was like, anything else, like, ah, that's only rubbish compared to this. This is the only good stuff, you know. And then luckily I had friends around who go, Michael, you should probably try this, this, and this. And I was like, oh, actually, that's pretty good. You know, and you expand your musical taste a bit. But I think that's it. Is that everything? Is that something that everyone kind of goes through, at least a phase in your life where you like one particular type of music to the exclusion of all others? And then, of course, you get older, you're like, well, I kind of, if you were to ask me what was my favorite, I'd probably still say rock and metal, but I like a lot of other kinds of music as well too. Like, in the last couple of years, I've definitely listened to more country music, you know, country and everything, classical, hip-hop, everything, loads of different types of music. You know, of course, a lot of times then you'll have crossovers and things. That's actually nowadays where you've a lot more crossovers, different types of genres and stuff like that. People, you know, mixing it up a lot more. I just think that's really cool. I think it's brilliant. But going back to films, do you know what else, actually? I think I've mentioned this before, but I cannot, if you were to say, Michael, put up your top 10 favorite films, I couldn't tell you. I have too many favorites, and I knew when I'd write down a list, I go, oh, what about this one? Oh, what about this one? Oh, what about that? Do you know? It'd definitely be changing, you know, because, and then, of course, your favorite films, that definitely changes. Totally. Because, like, when I was younger, the kind of films I would like when I was a teenager, you know, some of them have carried on. Some of them I'd still go, oh yeah, I still like that film nowadays. But some of them you're just going to go, that's just, that's just objectively bad, you know. Do you know what, actually, I'm going to sit down to write another little film review. I haven't written a little film review in a while. I just kind of go, oh, it was great, and I need to sit down with my thoughts and give a proper little review of something again. I like writing little reviews. Anyway, because there was Letterboxd as well, too. I was thinking about joining Letterboxd. I don't know. Do you think I should join Letterboxd, folks? If I join Letterboxd, I'll let you know. But, so, I've got this podcast for you to be coming out again next week. Oh, by the way, sorry, this is a bit late. Yeah, something to say as well too. Sorry, this has been out, is a bit late. This episode coming out, just one or two things got in the way, but it's here now anyway. But The other thing then is you got this podcast. If you're enjoying it, please do leave a rating and review on iTunes or wherever else you get podcasts. If you're not, do subscribe as well too, of course. The podcast is also available up on YouTube. You can subscribe and watch there. It's on my YouTube channel. It's Michael Musa. I post lots of things over there as well. Now, as well as all that, you've got the Twitch stream. That's twitch.tv/Michael_Muto. Then there is the Orchard Hard Drive, and that is the comedy anthology podcast. This series is Phil Goes to Space. See, lots. Genie Mac. Lots. Folks, I am going to wish you a very good rest of your day whenever you're listening to this. And at time of recording, skies have cleared again. The rain has gone. A little bit of wind. But it's looking a lot brighter now. Lovely. Well, folks, you have a wonderful rest of your day. Until I speak to you again, this has been Michael Musa, your podcast pal. Goodbye, folks.